surprises. Today, we'll dish on all of that.
Also, Philadelphia Eagles coach Nick Sirianni cried himself a river. I get it, Nick. Me too.
Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey! What up, what up?
All right, HK, what is the dish today?
All right, man, the Super Bowl turned into the Baby Bowl once Rihanna hit the stage for the first time in 7 years.
Thanks.
Man, she smashed the halftime performance.
Yes.
It almost felt like it was like the Eagles and the Chiefs opened up for her.
Right?
Now,
right.
In true Riri fashion, she served us Island Gal vibes and gave us a little butterfly and a wine here and there.
Yeah.
But Riri really shocked fans with a surprise pregnancy reveal.
Yes. Yes.
Now, at first, a lot of people had to take a double take, you know. Even me, myself, because, you know, you ain't really supposed to jump out the window and be like, yo, shorty pregnant. Cause
they're, right.
You know.
Right.
But her reps for her and A$AP Rocky, they actually confirmed the exciting news. So here we are. So big ups to Rihanna, A$AP Rocky, for baby number two. Also, shame on y'all.
Yeah, she gave birth in May. He really is ASAP. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. ASAP Blocky. Now, also, this is the first time a woman has ever performed at the Super Bowl halftime show with a gut full of human. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you've seen a lot of people before, but she had a stowaway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The part that really hurt me. I mean, she didn't let Beyonce have her moment. Beyonce was the first one to go on stage and rub her belly and stuff. Not Rihanna's doing it. I mean, that's
Beyonce
not a good
thing. Beyonce's baby is 11 years old.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That was a while ago.
Oh, Rihanna went to
quite some time.
Yo, Tamar, did you watch after Rihanna's performance? I saw this tweet where you were done after Riri's show because you tweeted, how the hell are we finna watch the rest of this game?
Yeah.
# Rihanna won the Super Bowl.
She did. She did. I mean, I thought it was a really, really good game. Mm-hmm. Like, it took me a second to get back into the game. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But Rihanna was electrifying in that.
Oh, what?
Mm-hmm. Yes! First of all,
did you not see it?
She's like pregnant. You know what I mean? Yeah. She don't have like a little baby bump. She has like a big baby bump, and she was twerking and, you know, winding it and butterflying. She was popping.
I was anticipating more, and I was anticipating a guest.
That's me. I was anticipating like special guests.
Yeah.
And we didn't expect her to be pregnant, so we expected her to be like flying in a whole fancy fashion show and Johnny Depp.
Special guest was Future Baby.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, it was a great performance. Don't get me wrong. She was beautiful. She did twerk a little and all that, but I just expected
and
more.
I didn't like that twerking, but the way she was opening her leg like a
That's how
the
dodo.
No, not quite like that. He looked like a clucking chicken.
Yeah. Not a clucking chicken.
I mean, every time I see this, honey, I just get in my feelings, y'all.
Oh,
what? What happened?
Did y'all see, honey, that the Eagles coach crying? I mean, he knew, y'all, that he didn't have a stand, honey, or a chance.
What?
It was close. No, Gary, no. He was crying because he became overcome with gratitude in his heart.
Mm-hmm. Hard for
not
what?
Because he didn't know. Yeah, as Chris Stapleton belted out his rendition of America the Beautiful, y'all, Philadelphia Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni was moved to tears because being at the Super Bowl has been a lifelong dream of his, y'all. How sweet.
Amazing.
And he still lost?
Yeah. Well, come on.
It was a close game.
It was very close.
You couldn't ask for it to be any tighter, really. Oh,
that's amazing.
Well, that's touching.
To have a dream come true. Gary, which is why he was crying.
But Brandon said almost doesn't count.
Oh, Lord.
Good night.
But he was there.
Gary.
So
we'll
take that.
And he'll be here forever because those memes, they're going to get used for at least the next 6 years. Like, I saw one say, me knowing I had to go to work tomorrow. I felt that my whole
Well, speaking of performances, let's get into Sheryl Lee Ralph's performance of Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Come on now.
Yes, my good sis was a whole vibe last night, y'all. The voice was strong and the snatcherization, honey, on that waist was real.
Yes.
And her red, beautiful ensemble. Now, let me tell you something. Red must have been the color of the Caribbean Massive last night because she and Rihanna had that on. It was amazing.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, but why nobody cried when Sheryl sang last night?
I could have shed a tear.
Listen.
She was amazing.
I was super misty sitting on the couch.
Yeah,
like, just the passion. Because it also looked like she was looking directly in the camera, too. So I was just like, she's singing to me.
And it was funny you said that, though, Talika. When they panned the camera on the white people in the audience, they looked confused.
Yeah, because I don't think they know the lyrics like that, because they didn't have to get up every morning in school and sing, lift every voice and sing.
That's
you know, like we had to the Pledge of Allegiance.
What happened to My Country, Tis of Thee?
They still do that every now and then. They pull that out like I guess
still comes around
the bicentennial.
Okay. It was a low baritone voice for me. You know, I mean, she gave colors to the song.
Yeah, she did the Broadway thing.
Amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, if they have an Abbott Elementary talent show, Sheryl Lee Ralph is going to win that there.
Hello.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we're going to say 2024. Tamar, you're going to sing the national anthem at the
Super Bowl. From your lips to God's ears, come on, Holy Ghost.
All right, y'all. Well, there's also a football game. And the Kansas City Chiefs won. So congrats to the Chiefs. And also congrats to Drake. Guys, it's no secret that Drizzy goes big when it comes to betting, and he placed 7 of what he called psychotic bets on the game.
Oh,
now,
Lord.
7 whole bets. Child. Now, although he didn't win all 7 of his bets, he did win 1, okay? Mm. So Drake wagered a total of $965,000 on bets, and he won $1.477 million
Wow.
Which puts him in profit of $512,000. And then Champagne Poppy celebrated by posting a video on his IG stories of Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce celebrating with the caption, "Pay that man his money!"
When you do a spread like that, it's hard to lose.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, you took a couple L's, but you still came out on top.
And you wagered $965,000.
Yeah. Exactly, honey. Oh, my, he could have fed Africa with that.
Okay. Or me.
Okay. Well, y'all, it looks like it's trouble in paradise for Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly.
No.
Oh, man. Word is, Megan removed all images of MGK from her IG page and uploaded a series of pics of herself and a video from an envelope being burned in a fire pit with the caption quoting Beyonce lyrics that said, "You can taste the dishonesty, it's all over your breath."
Oh.
And get this, not only did she unfollow MGK and erase all of his photos, she started following Eminem, who MGK has been beefing with over the years.
Wow.
China, you know that's petty.
Yes.
Now, before Megan went off the grid completely deleting her page, a fan suggested that MGK was unfaithful in the couple's relationship, writing he probably got with Sophie. And in response, Megan joked in the comments saying, "Maybe I got with Sophie."
Hello.
Hello.
They're going to get back together. I mean, that's just, she probably just got upset about something, but they'll get back together. That's what couples usually do. Y'all know that, don't y'all?
I thought that they were really cute together, but you just never know.
Oh. I don't take dishonesty lightly, though. I'm one of those.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. How do we get back from that? We got to trust each other. Hello.
It's the following of Eminem that really takes it to another level. You know?
It takes it to petty.
So if Machine Gun Kelly messed with Sophie, then she going
to
mess with Eminem.
Oh, for sure.
That is not cool.
Yo, but what if he helped Megan Fox drop bars, though?
Why you gotta get your lick back, though? It don't have to be even.
I want my lick back.
No, me too.
Well, you want your lick back?
You heard me, but I want to hurt you back.
No, I want my lick back.
I want my lick back all the way.
If somebody hit you, like, you gotta get your lick back. You gotta hit
them. Well, maybe like that, but not like.
This is not.
I want my lick back.
Not like that.
It does kind of work both ways, actually.
Yeah.
This is like history month, but you don't turn another cheek, babe. I'm sorry. I gotta hit you back.
No, Gary, don't say that.
None of these people are black.
Don't keep cheering that.
No, they're not black, but that's what Martin Luther King said, baby. Well, you turn the cheek. Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, he didn't.
Yes, I think the Holy Ghost.
Jesus,
you're quoting the Bible,
you're quoting
right?
The Bible.
Yeah. Oh, who said it?
Jesus.
Oh.
Well,
but also, like.
Oh, Jody! I thought it was Martin Luther King.
You know what? It's okay.
Well, that's close
I'm
to
sure
Jesus.
He said it.
Yes.
In his
Well, up next, find out how Halle Berry wasn't as graceful as Catwoman at a charity event. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Okay, the Super Bowl wasn't the only thing that happened over the weekend. Miss Halle Berry spoke at a charity event for Looking Beyond LA, and on the way to the podium, y'all, she fell flat on her face.
Oh,
yes,
my
good sis was able to laugh about it, though, sharing the video caption with, "Sometimes you bust your ass." And then, of course, she directed fans to the charity's website to make donations.
Wow.
I'm here for that. So that's one way to make a bad situation good, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Very classy move.
Because everybody going to watch the fall. So she might as well direct them on over to the donation plate.
Yeah,
but they said this girl, honey, her shoes had stayed in the closet long. She had the woman a couple of years. And that heel gave out, honey.
You know, she may have failed as Catwoman, but Splatwoman?
Yeah.
She did that.
She ate the carpet.
Yeah.
But also, ladies, flats. We can wear flats, right?
Hell,
I mean, if you're going upstairs,
come on.
You're not falling down.
I promise guys are not looking at y'all shoes.
They are.
We really are looking at our shoes.
You wear high heels for other women.
No.
Ensemble, honey.
Yeah. Thank you, honey. It makes the outfit look sexy.
She would have never fell in sketches.
Yeah, but when y'all have something
elongates your body.
Yeah.
Those heels elongated her, but falling down really elongated her.
Like, somebody said that. Bewitched was in the audience.
Those were some pointy shoes. Like, she probably got, the tip probably got caught in the carpet. That's how she felt.
She's, okay, y'all, it's my favorite part of the show. It's time for
What the Fashion?
And baby, the Brit Awards were, honey, held over the weekend, and Sam Smith, honey, got everyone talking with this inflatable black latex ensemble. Baby, honey, what y'all think of this?
I hate it.
Huh?
I just want to know how he got into that outfit. Like, you know, is it like a one-piece zipping from the back?
You know, Sam had to sneak into this thing, and then there had to be somebody back there with a pump just like just blowing it.
Well, what if they didn't have power? You see somebody on the side, like, you know, like,
no!
Yo, trying to blow up a big inner tube sucks, so just imagine something this big. Like, yo.
Well, I think they look amazing. I love the gap in his legs. Whoa. I mean, the way it separates the aces of spades.
He looks hunchback and flat-assed. They look hunchback and flat-assed.
It's giving very much top
it's
of the table.
Bad body.
Y'all haters.
Okay, y'all. Up next, it was a rough night for the Philadelphia Eagles, and not just because they lost the Super Bowl. Defensive tackle Fletcher Cox did a pregame interview with Michael Strahan, and babe, in the words of Gary, he wore what's been described as a shiny lilac blouse and blazer power suit combo. So, of course, the internet dragged his ass, comparing him to a mother of a bride, somebody's rich auntie, and even Vice President Harris.
Wow.
Please look at this halter top. What is this, y'all?
I don't know.
I love
it. It gives, like, first lady, like, church, like the mother
blouse.
Of the church.
Yeah, it makes me think of that Chappelle sketch, blouses.
I just want my relationships to be as strong as that little buckle loop.
Oh, my God.
He looks like Dorinda Clark.
Man, time sure quickly flies by these days, and if you're a business owner, 2023 is already well underway.
That's right, HK. So don't wait any longer to level up your small business and set your year up for success. Get ahead of the competition by using Stamps.com to mail and ship.
Stamps.com lets you print your own postage and shipping labels right from your home or office, so it's ready to go in minutes, and you can get back to running your business sooner.
A one-stop shop for all your shipping and mailing needs, it's the post office elevated. Postage rates just increased again, but luckily Stamps.com has the best discounts in the industry.
And get this, if you need a package pickup, you can easily schedule it through Stamps.com's dashboard.
Now, I need, honey, some type of business because leaving the house is not for me.
We know, Gary. Set your business up for success when you get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with the promo code DISH for a special offer that includes a four-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and enter the code DISH.
DISH Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Baby, looks like one pastor, honey, is not feeling Christians purchasing Beyonce tickets. Ooh. But no worries, y'all. Her former Destiny's Child bandmate, honey, Miss Michelle Williams, came to Beyonce's support.
She sure did. So let me explain to everybody. In a viral clip, Pastor Tiffany Montgomery is calling out folks, saying that if you go see Beyonce live in concert this year, then you're not a child of God.
What?
She tried it, I'm telling you. But get this, the Beehive fans were able to pull up a few of Tiffany's alleged tweets where she admits to being a stan a few years ago. And of course, Miss Michelle had to let the pastor know to back up off the girl in the most Christian way possible.
Oh. That's a good homie, though. You know?
Yeah.
You know, Michelle always gonna come through and, like, ride for the squad. But, you know, also shout out to the Beehive for doing amazing detective work.
Yeah.
If we could only get y'all to, like, use your talents to find, you know, murderers and stuff like that and solve real crime. But that was great.
People act like they don't have a past.
Hello!
Like when that Juanita Bynum said something about singing Usher's music, and it was the devil's music, and they had her in the club.
That's a trip to me that you say that you don't listen to this kind of music, but you know exactly what these artists are doing.
Thank you. Right.
Like they say in the Book of Edison, what's done in the dark will be turned to the light.
Only God can judge you. How about that?
So y'all think she pissed off because she can't afford a ticket or something?
I think she can
maybe
afford
that.
Yeah.
She can afford a ticket. Somebody says she got a lot of money. She can afford a ticket. She may have been turned down by a Beyonce something or something got her bitter with the Beyonce situation. audition. I don't know what it is, but
maybe she tried to try out to be a background dancer.
Maybe.
Yeah. Your steps ain't there.
Maybe.
Obviously, these tickets ain't cheap, though, you know, so it's like, is she trying to shame her congregation or, like, her flock, you know, spending money on Beyonce when she's trying to get them to...
they need to put that in the building fund for her church.
For Pastor's anniversary.
Hello? Pastor's Appreciation Week.
Pastor wants a jet.
Well, all right, y'all. Looks like the Lord continues to move in mysterious ways because it looks like Nick Cannon is trying something new this Valentine's Day.
What?
All right, so the father of 11 kids took to his IG to let fans know he's looking for love on the dating site Christian Mingle.
Stop!
Take a look.
What do you want your Christian Mingle name to be? Goliath. Church attendance. Seed of our father. Children of abundance.
26.
Have kids. Spread your seed. Genesis 1:28. I'm just following the word. It's Bible, baby.
Oh, Nicholas.
What in the Nick Cannon?
He's just doing stuff for attention at this point.
You think so?
It is hilarious.
Yeah. Why are he going to Christian Mingle? He just said not too long ago he'll never get married again.
Oh, so
if you're doing the Christian Mingle thing and the women are really Christians, they can't have sex with you until they're married. Mm-hmm.
Hello?
So what are you doing?
Well, you know, when you got 11 kids, you know, and they're cutting a check, you know what I mean? Like, you might need to do a dance or two.
Look, all he needs is one more, then he's got his own 12 disciples. My man's ready to go. He's almost there.
Not for the last supper.
Yeah, you know? Tamar, you tried, Raya. Have you ever thought about Christian Mingle?
No, I have not.
Well, what about that backside, Christian
Temple? No judgment zone.
You know what?
That's where the heathens go.
Yeah. Up next, y'all, Roseanne shoots her shot at this superstar's man. Ooh, we'll reveal who it is after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. Roseanne Barr might want to watch her back because I'm sure the Rihanna Navy will soon be marching on over to her page, her IG page, that is, real soon.
Why?
So Roseanne recently shared a photo showing her sliding into ASAP Rocky's DMs.
Oh,
yes, you heard me correctly. Roseanne, 70, just slid into Rihanna's man, ASAP Rocky's DMs. Now, ain't that crazy?
Yes.
The message said, call me when you get tired of Rihanna.
I know you lying.
And she captioned the pic, shooting my shot. What the hell is going
she
on?
She bored on that little peanut farm.
She must be trying to get Rihanna's attention or something.
Yeah.
I think it's a new thing what these white women are doing. I mean, Cher got her rapper, producer guy. Roseanne want ASAP Rocky.
Everybody know Roseanne rapper. Ain't getting ASAP Rocky.
Probably not.
The other question is, like, did she screenshot this and put it out herself, though?
Her and her team sat around and said, now what can we do?
Yeah.
They said, flirt with Rihanna's man or flirt with Beyonce's man.
Yeah.
They're the two most famous black girls in America.
Yeah.
Or flirt with Stedman or something like that.
I think you'd just come up missing if you did that.
Okay.
Hello? I get nothing in my DMs.
Really?
You probably ain't checking that third row where they have, like, the waiting room for the people you haven't accepted as friends yet.
There's a waiting room?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you got your primary, like, you got your general, and then other. Mm-hmm.
There's a whole bunch of people who probably thought you left them on red.
Really?
Yeah, that's how it
check. Hallelujah.
Roseanne might be in it.
Might be a blessing over there.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.